As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, we starting in the show with Little Victories, something positive. And my ride to work was not very positive.
No.
In fact, on What Would DZ Do, we're going to talk about it because I got thrown right in the middle of a family dispute.
Okay.
And so that will be happening on What Would DZ Do. It was a traumatic ride to work, DZ.
Jeez. All right.
I'm going to go with my Little Victories. It's Monday. I'm alive and I'm here.
Yes.
On the 21st of April.
That's right.
And that's all I got for you.
100%.
What do you got for your Little Victories?
My Little Victory is, you know, also feels like a nice, refreshing start to the day. I know the rain sometimes throws people off.
The rain's a little icky, but better than snow.
Think of the saying, April showers brings May flowers. And low-key, high-key, if you've been looking around the area, these May flowers is popping already in April.
Starting
so
to bloom.
Mm-hmm,
boom.
Mm-hmm, bloom, boom.
I have a pink tree in my backyard.
Bloom, boom, hey. Bloom, boom, hey.
You know what? Very positive, actually. The flowers are going to bloom. I like it.
We have to.
Little
you have
victories.
To.
Good, because the question of the day is coming up next. So hold on, everybody.
Are we ready?
No.
Oh, Lord.
One song. Give us 2 minutes. 2 minutes, and we'll be right back. Wait to hear what we did this weekend. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we always talk about our weekends, and my weekend, I got to MC a wonderful, wonderful party for a woman suffering with ALS. Her name is Cindy.
What up, Cindy?
Her friends reached out to me a couple weeks ago and said, we have this friend, Cindy. She's got ALS. And ALS is no joke. This woman in 2020 was high functioning,
big chilling,
funny character. She doesn't talk anymore. She's in a wheelchair. Her husband is with her. 5 years ago, she was talking. She was walking.
Normal. Or arguably, quote unquote,
ALS,
right?
ALS is a disgusting disease, let
Dude.
Me tell you.
And it's so just, fast and
there's
aggressive.
No cure. There's no cure. So her friends had this big adult prom on Saturday night for her to raise money for her treatment because her treatment is not covered by insurance.
Okay.
So they asked me to come MC it, and I had a blast.
Mm.
Yeah, it was fun shopping for the dress that you all love to vote for. I put it on Facebook and Instagram.
And you love to shop.
And
so,
I love to shop.
You know, the double-edged sword. Crazy.
I was so proud of the dress because it was $20 on clearance. Thank you, prom season being over.
Nah, when I slid and I see you real quick because, you know, pulling back the curtain, I saw you before. That was $20.
$20.
Okay, had I just thrown a dart at how much the dress was, I would have guessed like 80.
No.
90.
20.
Because I know we like to shop for a bargain. You feel
Love
me?
Love it.
But I still.
$20.
$20. Hey,
I
shout
picked
out.
The blue dress. It was the most comfortable, and that's all I cared about.
Yep.
So, anyway, so that was my big weekend. I was at the Polish Center of Wisconsin in Franklin.
I mean, what else do you do on adult prom?
I didn't know there was a Polish Center in Franklin. But boy.
Well, you got educated on that day.
And on the way home, I saw all the people at church at 10 p.m. on Saturday night for Easter. And I went, why is everybody at church? And I went, oh, yeah. Literally.
Yep.
Because
it was Good Friday, then Saturday. Like, it was a whole lot of good, and then Easter.
Yeah. You know, you leave a party with alcohol and you're like, why is everybody in church?
What y'all doing over there? Is it fun? Oh, it's church.
You guys know it's Saturday night, right?
Yeah, no, y'all.
Oh, Easter.
Because they ain't getting up early.
No. So that was my, yeah. You, and I saw you because you took Hudson to get a cut at the barber, which we're going to talk about
well,
later
on
the show.
Hey, stop taking my shine.
Sorry.
That was me and that was an uncle and nephew moment, bro. Back off.
What did you do this weekend, DC?
Well.
My bad.
Anyway, nah, it was a big, busy weekend, right?
Yeah.
Took my youngin' to go get a fresh little cut for his first barber experience. We're going to get into that a little bit later.
I can't wait to talk about that with you.
Big ups my guy, Mondo.
I really want to hear how it went with Hudson at the barber.
Also, you know,
hosted
a watch party because obviously playoffs got going, bruh. Hoo-wee.
Bucks.
Hey, yes, it was
Bucks game.
Game one. We was at Kelly's Bleachers. It was busy. All I'm gonna say is I never imagined myself to get an entire bar of people to stand up as if they were inside a Fiserv Forum. To do like a stand to score.
And they did it.
And they did it for me, bro. Well, for us, I should say, not me.
You know, I got to teach my kids how, like, at the first shot of the game, we stand up until they score.
Until we score.
Oh, and in Hudson, we were talking about that at the game last week. I was like, nope, we don't sit down until they score. Mm-mm. And they did, luckily. So, but good for you for getting that done.
So when I say look left, look right, and make sure everybody's standing, that's what you do. And we did it at Kelly's. It was lit. I was just, because, you know, people were just like, do you going to do stand to score? And I was like, ha, 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 watch me do it.
Okay, now I will.
Watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was
nice.
Vibe. And obviously, Easter.
Oh, yeah. How was Easter for you?
Bruh, back to back, a lot of eggs, a whole bunch of eating because, you know, going back home, seeing family.
You went home to Gurney yesterday?
It's double dipping between Gurney and Waukegan, going to, you know, Aaron's parents' family's house and then my mom's crib.
I forget your mom's in Waukegan now.
Yeah. So it was a lot in a little bit of time. Uh-huh. We jam-packed a whole bunch in one day.
We did nothing for Easter. I stood my ground.
You did? You really? You not even an egg? Not an egg was found?
Nope.
You stood your ground? Not an egg was found?
But I do want to say thank you to Carl from Indy, who brought us Easter lilies on Friday.
My man.
And
yes.
I looked at my Easter lily all day yesterday. It's still alive, Carl. I just want you to know. And so is DZ's in the studio. Looks great.
I should have taken it when I was in here on Saturday, but it's okay. I will remember to take it today, Carl. I just got to keep it away from our cat.
It's beautiful. It's alive.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
No, right. We just got to be careful with those kinds of things.
What you guys do this weekend? 414-533-1037. So I hosted, well, I emceed, not hosted. I emceed an adult prom for a wonderful woman with ALS who's a badass. You had a Bucks watch party for the playoffs and Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear what everybody else did. Where are you guys at?
What's up, Miss?
Some people aren't working today.
Chill out.
Some people are off today still.
It is technically Easter Monday.
Is it Easter?
A lot of people celebrate Easter Monday.
My kids were off on Friday. We're back to it today. Let's go.
Yeah, well, you know, let's start the morning off refreshed. How about that?
Okay, one thing at a time.
Why you gotta be so hyper? We're going. Oh,
the phones are ringing. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Talking about our weekends and everything we did, I emceed an adult prom. I went to prom for the first time in 12 years because I'm only 30.
It's not how it sounds. not how it sounds. There were boutonnieres involved.
There were boutonnieres, and it raised money for ALS for a wonderful woman named Cindy in the community. You had a Bucks playoff party.
First game won.
And you took Hudson to the barber, which we're going to talk about more on
a
the
lot
show.
Of things.
And Easter.
And a lot of eggs were found, man. Wow.
I want to start with Alexis in Milwaukee. We have to talk to her because it was her first year hosting Easter.
Well, do tell, sir.
Are you going to do it again morning. Is the real question.
I really don't know why.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How did it go, the first Easter you hosted?
It was really busy. I actually had to work from home the first half of the day.
No.
And then
on a Sunday?
Showing up.
On a Sunday?
Yes.
Yikes.
What?
Yeah.
What do you do that right. You had to work from home?
Now I'm like, okay, well, story time, tell us.
Yeah, what do you do?
I work in a call center for truck drivers.
There it is.
So she couldn't stop. The grind don't stop.
But she was working from home and getting ready for Easter. That's impressive.
She had the ham in the oven talking about some, let me connect you with dispatch. Hold on. One second.
We call that a boss. That's a boss babe.
That's right.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so how many people did you host for Easter?
There was 25 people in my house, including my husband and our three kids.
Why'd it get hot in here?
My dad, grandpa.
Because that's too many.
It was too many.
Oh, it cut out. That's how it
was. I was going to say, even the phone was like, all right, chill out, bro. You are what? 25 people?
The phone said too many.
Yeah.
Bye. Wow. Whoa.
Would you do it again, though, is the question. Would you host again?
Not right away, but
Say less. Okay.
Not next year.
She said no thanks.
But if we got a rotating schedule and everybody brings a dish next time, maybe we could try again.
She said I tried.
That was cute. It was cute, but no.
No thanks.
We going out next year.
I was happy so many things were open on Easter because when we woke up and Hudson wanted to go places, I said, dude, nothing's going to be open. And no. And then I said, oh, wait. I said, wait a second. We went out. McDonald's was open. Walmart was open. Walgreens is open. I'm like, we're good, my guy. We're good.
The taco truck was open. I went, hold on.
See?
Los Latinos ain't working today, bro. The taco truck was out on Sunday, and then I went, oh, it's not just Easter.
Everybody was working because the Pope died this morning. They knew the Pope was going to die.
Amen.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so trigger warning about what I'm about to talk about. Something that happened on the way to work today.
Okay.
Did not expect this. Was almost to the radio station. And as I was getting to the last stop sign that I would hit, I saw a couple fighting in the street, and let me explain, because I want to know, this is a classic, what would you do? Mm. What should I have done? I looked at DZ, I go, I have a what would DZ do, bright mm-hmm. and early this morning,
mm-hmm.
And it involves basically domestic violence. So the good news is I didn't witness anyone getting hit.
Okay. All right, man, I got quiet quick, because I'm like, what's the word?
Thank God I didn't witness anyone getting hit, but I did witness what was an obvious incident of a home that is not well, because
lay it on me.
Here's the deal. I'm getting to the stop sign. There's a car in front of me. It's a blue SUV. Okay. And I got the plate.
What's the license plate?
I got it.
Okay, bet.
It's written
You know what? All fair conversation.
It's written in my notes because I was about to call 911
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I was unable to finish the call because of what happened next.
Okay.
So I pull up. As I'm getting to the stop sign, I see a bag thrown out of a window, like a purse, mm. a giant purse
okay.
thrown out of a window. I see a blanket thrown out of a window, and then I see a woman get out of the car.
Okay.
And I see this blue SUV pull
off. Skirt off.
Right down Grange.
All at the stop sign.
Yep. And there's a woman now in the street who picks up her stuff in the rain, by the way, and starts walking.
It was raining.
And so I roll down the window and I go, are you okay?
No, facts.
Because she's walking away from me. And she turns around and she goes, no.
Oh, God. Yeah. I didn't
Holding her blanket and her bag.
At least she got a blanket.
Mm-hmm. And I go, she goes, no, I'm not okay. She goes, he hits me and nobody does anything about it. And now
snap.
I got nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. And so as I'm talking to her, I see this guy in this blue SUV.
Whip back around.
Yeah, because he sees her talking to somebody. He knows he's in trouble.
Well, because he's probably watching from down the street.
Little bitch. And so, yeah, I called him that. So, whatever. So, it's what he is. It's what he is.
Why are you looking at me like, yeah, I said it?
I don't know.
I don't care.
I want to fight the guy. I don't know. So, it was more about offending the children that are listening.
Facts. Not fair
so
enough.
So, he sees that. So, he whips a Yui
mm.
to come back. He probably would have come back to get her anyway, because this is what, abusers
it's
do. He's not going to leave her there on the road because he's abusive. So anyway,
probably true.
He whips around, but I'm talking to her, and so I've got my phone, and I'm about to call 911 and
be like, "Get in the car,
get over here because I'm about to help you."
Yep.
And as I'm getting ready to dial, he's whipping around, and he stops, and so she starts walking back over
towards
to the car.
Him. I knew it.
So I say, "Well, don't get back in."
Right.
Just like that.
You just told me he hits you and nobody does nothing about it. I'm about to do something about it.
Don't get back in.
Stand over here.
And she goes, what am I? And there's all my stuff's at the house. And she then gets in the back seat, which is even weirder.
He said get in the back.
Listen, one moment
was
I thought.
Was it an Uber?
Hold on. I thought, is this trafficking? Because
was this just an Uber?
Why? No, it was not. Wouldn't that be crazy? Stop laughing. This is not funny.
I'm sorry.
I got to laugh when it gets crazy.
I got to.
She basically gets in the back seat, and I'm like, the back seat? This looks even more creepy.
Mm.
This is screaming domestic violence.
this is weird. Like, what?
And so then he has to now come up and go past me, right? So he's got to pull up to go.
To go around you. Circling. And you're not moving. I wouldn't have moved.
Oh, yeah. I'm not moving. I'm already waiting. I'm waiting right there at the brakes.
I know you're waiting for something.
So he has to come. And this little guy looks at me and gives me a dirty look. And I'm like, you're giving me a dirty look? You're the psycho
I'm coming for.
Yeah. And if I get out of this car, I bet you I'm bigger than you.
All right. Chill out. But yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Don't worry. I'm not going to fight a dude. I'm going to call the police. Right. But listen.
I'm going to say, hit me first. I'll probably get there faster.
You would have because we were right down the street. Mm-hmm. You had been running.
Bro, I come correct.
Point is this. Before I could do anything, he, of course, snatched her up and took off. But yeah, I was all flustered, so I wrote down his plate. I know exactly the car. But I was upset because, you know, I was like, what would you do? Now, I do want to read one text because somebody said, my dad tried to intervene between an arguing couple and the guy pulled out a gun, so be careful. And I agree. Yeah, you have to keep moving, especially with dangerous people.
You don't know, and if they're willing to do that with somebody that they love, you don't know what they're willing to do with somebody that they don't know.
Exactly.
Just put out there like
DZ, that's a great way to put that. So
even as a man, this isn't like a, hey,
crazy.
Hey, woman, don't fight man. This is like a, hey, don't fight a stranger. If you don't know what you got and you don't know what they got and you ain't got something similar, you feel
Seriously.
Me?
Seriously. It's true. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely true.
I need a second. I ain't gonna lie to you. I need a second.
You can tell me next. Let's take like 2 minutes and then everybody can give me some advice because I'm driving to work this morning. It was very upsetting. I came in upset that I witnessed this man throw all this woman's stuff out of the car. She gets out. I try to help her. And then before I can help her, she gets right back in with the guy.
See,
and this is domestic violence. I mean, I've talked to the Women's Center about it. It takes a lot of times, you know, to get before someone leaves.
I hate to say that this is, unfortunately, domestic violence at its finest.
She had nowhere to go. She didn't know what to do. So she got in the car and she thought, well, what's the, you know, I couldn't have helped her.
If I can slow it down, though, it's also really quick and easy to make a claim on somebody and get somebody jammed up when it might not be the case. And I don't necessarily want to say that she's lying on this man's name, but it has happened before and we need to be really careful because we don't know these people whatsoever.
I doubt she's lying when I witnessed all the things.
When you watched it happen,
I watched it happen.
You can almost assume, like, you see it, right?
I can see what happens in that house. I can see it on the road.
I don't need to see a bruise to believe what's going on.
Yeah, I know. It was obvious. There was something not good.
But playing devil's advocate, it's like we also need to approach it with an error of caution, if you will. But I think I got to process thoughts. I might need to ask some off-air questions too.
I do want to say your wife texted in something great. She actually
does. She remember the time?
She has some great advice. You this happened to you guys too?
I hope she remembers the time we were on the highway and I almost stopped traffic because there was a woman cowering, hiding behind a dang road traffic construction sign. You know those big horses that they put out? She was like cowering, and the dude is like berating her, talking about screaming at her. Bruh, I almost...
I bet.
But I was not correct at the time, and I didn't know what he was on. So I was like, baby, you got to figure that out. You know, call, because if not, I'm going to spin the block. Yes. I hope she remembers that time.
There's so many good texts coming in about...
Let's get it.
Oh, okay. 414-533-1037. What should I have done, or what would you do from here? All right, we'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so on the way to work this morning, a very disturbing situation. I saw a woman, basically a car at a stop sign right before I got to the station, pull up and throw all this woman's stuff out, a blanket and a purse. Mm-hmm. And then she gets out. And I said, are you okay? And she says, no.
No, I'm not okay.
He hits me in this. And then he whips around, picks her up. She gets in the back seat before I can even call the police. And then he gives me a dirty look.
As
like
he speeds
off. Like a little girl. And then speeds off. And I got the plate.
Mm-hmm.
So a cop called in and said he didn't want to go on the air, but he did say...
He said, I'm on the clock right now.
He said, listen, he said, just be careful because this guy knows where you work. Mm-hmm. He could piece it together that it's you because I have this guy's plate and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, officer, I understand and I peep. Yes, sir.
And I want to be safe and I have children and a family and I want to be careful, but also am not going to stand by while someone's getting abused.
Allie, we're safe.
Thank you, DZ.
On safe.
DZ's like, And DZ looks at me up there and goes, DZ goes, Allie, don't worry, we're fine.
I wish we're fine. I'd cry with joy right. I could cry with joy right now.
My bodyguard DZ says we're
soul.
Fine.
Oh my soul, I could cry with joy right now, bro. I could feel the tears swelling in my eyes because I'm like, do you think he might? Really? You think he'd try me? I mean,
DZ's
maybe.
Like, DZ's like, I'm in a mood.
Today might be the day. I mean, if you want. I mean, I'll stick around.
Kinsey's in Milwaukee. We're going to pull her up first. I want to hear what happened with you and your wife, DZ, because your wife texted in some really good advice, too.
And me and my wife are on the same page on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. This is one for sure. So, yes, we have a similar experience. To
Kinsey,
say
good morning.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
All right. What's your advice this morning?
I was going to say that if the police are able to trace his license plate at all, because mm-hmm. any police all have ways of
they
finding
should be
out
able to.
Bullets.
Their
I have the plate.
Right,
their system.
I have the plate.
Do you know the make
so
and model?
If you have
yeah.
the plate, cool. Then I would say try to talk to an officer, see if they can figure out where they live, and have them do a wellness check, because those are just random. I mean, they mm-hmm. won't expect anybody coming, and they could end up finding him in the process of hitting
Who
her.
Who knows what
they're
doing? Yep.
He could mm-hmm. find, or
don't
they could
say
find
it,
bruises
yep.
on her. And then they're able to take her out of that house, put her in a DV shelter, whatever. Mm-hmm. But after that, it's really up to her. I mean, she has to be the one to leave. And I'm speaking from someone that dealt with this, mm-hmm. with myself and with some of my friends. And it really comes down to the girl. The girl has to be able
ready,
and ready
to leave.
To leave.
Yeah.
She's
and
gotta make that step.
It's hard. Yep. It's so hard.
You know what?
You got to get in the car. She had to get in the car.
They said two words, Gabby Petito, say something, see something, say something. Yes,
yep.
so true.
Yes,
because
exactly.
people didn't help her. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then once, and if police get there and they see her either actively being hit or they see
Anything.
Evidence of her being hit,
that's a wrap.
They will take her out of that scenario mm-hmm. immediately. As long as she is willing. You know, I mean, obviously they're not going to take her out unwillingly. They can't force her to leave.
Yeah.
But
yep.
if she's willing mm-hmm. to leave, then they will help her.
Well, she feels like she has nowhere to go. She said it right to me. She goes, where am I going to go?
Right.
She's thinking.
In this car. Get in this car with me, right? Like, but you got to get in the car.
Every interview
DZ
I've done.
Shelters. DZ shelters.
DZ shelters.
There we go. Thank you for calling. Seriously,
we
Kinsey.
Appreciate
thank
you, Kinsey.
You.
Yep,
have a good one.
Great advice. Thank you. Bye. You too.
Every time I interview the Women's Center on Sunday morning for our community affairs show, it's, you know, they've educated me so much on how many times it mm-hmm. takes to leave. Why you think it's so easy to just walk away. These
it's
people
not,
have families.
It's not.
Sometimes they have kids. Like, it's not just, think about leaving your family out of nowhere.
You got entire collections of lives together.
You mm-hmm.
What?
It's tricky.
The people that can genuinely just leave everything and go, mm-hmm. just ghost, you, something went left, bro, because it ain't right. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Hold
no.
on, man.
This is because your wife said that I should actually, I wanted to read Aaron's. I think this has to do with your scenario that happened to you.
She might have taken the words right out of my brain. What'd she say?
She basically said, I don't even need to hear the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go to the police station and file a police report,
mm-hmm.
give them the license plate number,
mm-hmm.
and tell them what she said, because then they will have to do an assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they're
going
to send a wellness check on top of everything. They are going to follow up with you. But then there's also a report with your information
Good.
Involved. And now, unfortunately, now we're involved.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put my information down on there, too, because even though I didn't experience it,
mm-hmm.
now this could become a threatening scenario. So, yes,
sure.
we need to go to the police station. We need to file this report. We
mm-hmm.
need to attach ourselves to this one.
Yeah.
Like, as unfortunate
yeah.
as it might feel,
because
she made a verbal admittance to
she
having
said he hits
been
me.
Hit.
She said, where am I supposed to? I mean, she said it straight to me. I saw him kick her out of the car and throw her stuff in
she
the
She didn't
street.
Throw her bag out
no.
the car, right?
And I saw her get in the back seat, which is even weirder.
And then he spun the block. I think the collection of all the things we got here, we need to say something. See
mm-hmm.
something, say something for sure. Because in this scenario, I will always believe somebody that says they are getting beat.
Amen.
Until proven otherwise.
Amen.
I will always believe somebody that says that they are getting abused,
mm-hmm.
regardless of who it is, who it's from, sex, race, religion,
yeah.
creed, whatever. I don't care. I'm going to believe you, right? So in this scenario, we have to approach this with an air of caution, delicacy, but also find this man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say.
Well, time to call the police. That's what we're doing.
Somebody call 911.
Honest to God, because I'm not one of those people who can sit by and do nothing. That's just not in my soul of who I am. It's going to make me crazy all day. I have to do something. So filing the police report is it.
So when this happened to
my
wife
and I.
That's
what I'm going to do. So it's documented. Yeah, what happened to you and Aaron? I want to hear this.
We had to document it, right? Because Aaron brought up great points. We were on the highway
yep.
heading north on 43,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
When all of a sudden, you know, all that construction lanes start to like condense down, right? All of a sudden, there's, and I mean, and it's pouring rain at the time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we see a car on the left shoulder, the construction shoulder, between the two, you know, opposite sides of traffic. I go, what the heck is going on? I'm thinking, you know, about a flat tire or whatever. As we get closer, I see a man standing on the outside of the car.
Yeah.
And then as we get even closer, because you got to go slow now, I see a woman cowering below one of the, the traffic construction horses, like trying to kind of protect herself from this
man. Yeah,
get
away from him.
With the flow of traffic, I've got about 1,000 cars behind me. I would have hit the brakes. But Aaron was like, hold on. We don't really know what's going on. Yeah. Let's spin the block. Uh-huh. My wife, voice of reason, went, you're going to hit the brakes and just start beating the brakes off this dude. Yeah. Right now, chill, poppy. Okay, yeah. Spin the block. So we spin the block. We going. My wife calls, starts making the report, saying everything like where the car is, what we're doing, because it was so quick. We ain't getting no plates. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, spin it. By the time,
that was the best part of this guy spinning the block. I got the plates, sucker.
I had to spin the block in my story. So since I had to spin the block to get the plates or at least get behind, figure it out, whatever. By the time I spun the block, gone. Mind you, I'm on the highway, so I got to hit the off ramp and then go around. By the time we spun the block, gone. And I went, all right. So we called, we finished the report, we did what we could. Mm-hmm. We were able to give them enough information. Other people had also called, thankfully.
Yeah.
And, you know, now who knows what happened? We never got a follow-up.
And I can call the police and go, give me the follow-up. Yep. I want to hear what happens.
Yep.
Is she okay?
Yep.
Oh, man.
This is great because it happens so fast, and when you see it, you go, wait, what did I just see? And then it is. Abuse happens in such a quick, fleeting moment that then you turn around and go, did you just? Wait a second.
Yeah.
Hold on. And it's often covered. It's often hidden. So you go, wait, did I just see something? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I just fell down the stairs. Through his fist? All right, son.
Okay. You know what? We got to go because I got to call 911. Now I got to call.
No, for real.
I've got to call and make this police report. I'm not kidding.
We're done.
I'm not kidding. Bet. Let's go.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so today's Am I the Jerk involves DZ.
Which I don't know how, but okay.
My son. Oh, you didn't even get him on the phone. I could have gotten Hudson on the phone. I wasn't thinking.
He would have backed me up too much. He's on my side.
You're right. My 11-year-old Hudson has been dying to go to the barber.
Yeah.
Because I take him to one of, I'm not going to call out any businesses. They work hard, but
We take him to Clips.
He really wants to go to a barber. And it's very important to him. So, DZ, thank you. This weekend, you took Hudson to a barber for the first time. You took him to your barber,
sure
Mondo.
Sure did. Yeah, shout out my guy, Mondo, Glazed Studios, man. Oh. He puts in work.
Hudson was so excited.
Yeah.
And the only thing he said to me beforehand was, man, I hope the barber doesn't do me dirty.
Listen, I wouldn't be there if that was the case. You feel me?
So DZ will not let him do you dirty. Like, they will not do you dirty, Hudson.
No.
But Hudson's hair grows like crazy, so he always looks like a mop. He needs a barber.
And he likes his hair a little bit longer. He's in that phase where he's like, you know, exploring his style, whatever.
Don't get me started. It's taken everything in me to let him do what he wants with his hair.
But he wanted to get a cut, and I was like, bro, and I had been telling you for a bit. I was like, dude, I will take him to my barber.
Yes.
Next time I'm getting a cut, I will take him with.
And let's be real. Barber culture is hot right now. Everybody is into it. You know, it's even more popular than ever. And
everybody's at the barber now.
Honestly. Yeah. You know?
And he's in the stage in his life where he's coming into his own as a young man.
Uh-huh.
Right? And things become important at a certain point where it's like your looks matter more, your hair matters more, the way you smell matters more.
He's about to start sixth grade in the fall, and we all know that's the age.
Ding, 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 ding. So I'm, you know, thinking, Unc has a moment to share a moment with nephew. So I'm going to take him to go get a cut, man. Mm-hmm. He wants it. Obviously, I'm not going to force nothing on our youngins. That's not our mode.
Oh, Hudson wanted it.
And he wanted it.
He wanted to go to the barber with you.
If it aligns, we going to get the cut. And we did. I took him. It was a great experience.
Aww.
I mean, Mondo has kids for himself. One of them being, like, I think his oldest is basically Hudson's age.
So he's used to the preteen funniness.
He gets it. When Hudson asked for a quarter for the candy machine, he got it. He had a quarter ready because I didn't.
I love it how Hudson takes it upon himself to ask people for money just because. Like, give me some money.
Y'all got a quarter?
Got the machine.
Anybody got a quarter?
Oh, God. What else did Hudson do at the barber? God.
He was really just more asking questions, inquisitive. Mm. He was looking around, exploring. He was like, oh, you know, that's this looks cool. Oh, what's in that case?
Okay.
What's this over here? And it was like, we more or less gave them an intro crash course into what being at the barbershop is. What we do, what we say, the things we can't talk about.
Oh, he did tell me nothing that was said at the barbershop is allowed to be said outside of it. He told me.
And you see the candor I'm using with the words that I'm choosing, right? Because you don't worry about it.
He seriously was like, I can't tell you anything we talked about.
And you shouldn't concern yourself with it because that's barbershop talk. That ain't for you, mama bear.
That's exactly what Hudson said.
Uh-huh. That's shop talk.
So what'd you guys talk about?
Don't worry about it.
Dang it.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. We talked about splat.
You guys had a great time, and Hudson came back with a great haircut.
Exactly. All of these positive things, but somehow
of a sudden,
I'm the jerk?
You are the jerk, because then I said, hey, how much was the cut and the tip? Let me Venmo you.
And I got in the car and skirted off.
And you left, and you wouldn't let me pay, and now I'm mad, because...
And I'm still not letting you pay. Why are you going to pay me? Why?
And on top of that, only did you take him to get his haircut at the barber, you drove all the way from downtown all the way back to my house, which was way out of your way.
16 minutes, but okay.
It was out of your way. Admit it.
I might have hit a little Brewers game traffic, but it took 18 minutes.
You went 30 minutes out of your way to bring Hudson home so I could go get ready for my adult prom on Saturday. So I appreciated that. So I felt like, you know, even though we're family,
right,
you wouldn't let me pay for it. Was his, I have to. No, you did too much. I don't feel right. I have to Venmo you.
What
for
was
the
too
cut.
Much? What was too
I'm
much about it?
I'm gonna call Mondo and just ask him how much it was, and be like, "I'm gonna send you the money." Then Mondo.
I already told Mondo to block your number, so there goes that.
So DZ will not let me pay for Hudson's barber.
I refuse.
That is why you're the jerk.
I 100% refuse to take any money for getting this kid to get a cut.
So
why would I take money?
Because you took him to get a service that costs money, and I want to pay for it.
And it was on me. I wanted to do that. So,
DZ.
What? I'm going to take him next time and pay again. What you going to do about it?
Oh, now I'm really going to fight you.
We already got standing appointments.
Dude, he does need a standing appointment. I want to talk to you about that. But that being said.
So, let me recheck. When is it? We've got one on the 28th at 1:30.
Good. Perfect. I'm in. And so is Hudson. DZ, you're a jerk for not letting me pay you for the barber.
How? Explain yourself. Because
you
this doesn't make sense.
All over the town.
Okay.
You took time out of your day to take him to the barber when you already had your own children and wife to worry about.
I was going to New Berlin anyway.
You were not. You took time away from your family. You were not going to New Berlin.
I was.
You absolutely
I had
not.
To go to the Princeton Club, say what up to Jeremy.
That's a lie.
I was on the way to drop some off for my guy anyway.
It was Saturday at 5. You're a liar.
I was making moves for Easter Sunday, so I was like, let me drop off this ham for you, Jeremy. Yep.
That's a lie too. Okay. 414-533-1037. DZ will not let me pay him for the barber. He takes Hudson to the barber. He's the jerk, you guys. Is he the jerk for not letting me pay for the barber?
You're lucky I didn't take that
jerk.
Kid clothes shopping, bro.
You did enough. You drove him all over the city. I didn't even give you gas money. So now I owe you gas money and barber money.
I was
going
to take him
money?
To Ross, bro. I swear, I was like, what you trying to do, man?
You had fun, though? You said you had fun.
I had a blast.
Hudson had a blast.
Think about it. That's my life in about 5 years' time. Because right now, the boys, Sammy, when he says he wants a cut, I'll just bust out the clippers because I'm handy with him, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, cool. But eventually, it's going to be our thing when it's like me
and
the boys.
You and him go to get cuts.
So we're just adding to the list because it's going to be Sammy, Danny, Hudson, and we're going to get Owen in the chair, too. You think I'm playing?
DZ Owen's going to be driving by then.
Perfect.
Owen's going to drive
payment.
Hudson to the barbershop to meet you guys. Oh,
just
my
tell him
God.
To scoop my boys
oh
and me on
God.
The way.
My kids are going to be driving your kids. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Ooh, I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait either, especially when I need a ride. Okay, is DZ the jerk for not letting me pay him for the barber? I don't know what the big deal is. You did enough by taking him. You made the appointment. You drove him. Let me pay you.
No.
You're a jerk.
Okay, fine. Whatever. I'll be the jerk. And I'll let. No, you know what? You don't get to call me the jerk.
Yes,
this
I
is,
do.
No, we
I
don't
can do whatever I want.
He said, this is our show. We do what we want. I'm Allie Faye.
Alyssa, you know what? Forget you, Alyssa. She said, not the jerk on the text line. Forget you, Alyssa.
Thank you,
allow
Alyssa.
Allow him to do something nice for your kid. Dang it. His family loves your family. Accept it, Allie. No, he did. He drove him all the way over. He took him to the barber. He already did enough. All I want to do is pay for the damn thing.
Man, I even went and checked my car for quarters because he wanted the candy machine.
Taylor in Economwalk said it's like Find the Five with bacon all over again.
But it's Find the Haircut?
It's Find the Haircut.
The Haircut Fund. Nah, bro. I'm not taking
Stop
no money.
Stop saying DZ's not the jerk on the text line. 414-533-1037. I don't appreciate you guys.
How was anybody going to ever find a way to call me the jerk for not taking money from you?
And
how? I was going to buy him hair care products. You're lucky your son stopped me because I was going to cash out.
He needs them.
I told him,
he
I was like,
he needs them.
Man, I
he
went.
He won't use them, though.
I went Papa Bear. I was like, hey, my man, you want any like pomades? You want any like stuff for your hair? Something, you know, we can get you a comb.
Please, God. I bought seven combs and he doesn't use them.
And he's like, nah, I like to leave it. I'm like, yeah, I can tell. That's why I'm asking.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I did teach him how to like wet it and brush it yesterday to like reshape it. I go, Hudson, you cannot go to Walmart with me looking like this. I told him, I said, you got a cut yesterday. We're going to fix it. And he let me.
Good.
So I'm hoping he'll take better care of it.
I wasn't pushing it on the first time
no,
at the barber.
No, you need to. It's horrific.
We're walking out of there with a gift pack next time, and you're still not paying for it. What?
Now we're really fighting. Okay. Is DZ the jerk for not letting me pay for Hudson's barber? Because I swear to God, you can't just keep taking him and taking him. That's not how it's going to work.
Watch me.
I swear to you.
It's already budgeted.
I'm about to prepay Mondo like $300 just for every cut for the future.
Dang.
I don't have that, but I'm in fun. It seems fun.
Glazed the studio's about to be rolling in the dough.
That's for like 17 cuts.
It really is. You're going to take care of him for the year.
Okay, is DZ the jerk? We'll talk to you guys next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ is a jerk because
whoa, that's diabolical.
Oh, wait, did I start it out wrong?
That is,
my bad.
That's a wicked way to start the segment.
That's not how we start. My bad. Okay. DZ is the jerk because he came and got my child, my 11-year-old Hudson, took him to the barbershop for the first time. Hudson was dying to go to the barber, and he loved it. And now you won't let me pay you for the barber.
It was my treat. Goofy, what's wrong with you, man? Let me
DZ,
be Unk.
We can't do this every time. You can't come get my kid, drive him 30 minutes each way, and then tell me I'm not paying you for... That's just not going to work.
Watch me. Then come get him from my house then. Because then I'm going to be using him as a babysitter.
Fine. Go to Freddie in Milwaukee. Maybe somebody will have my back on the phones. Hi, Freddie. Good
I hope,
morning.
Because it ain't me.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, man.
Freddie, this guy, he does all these things for my kid because he loves Hudson. I appreciate that.
It's my
but
dog.
Come on. Let me pay for the cut.
Why?
Now it's like you're... It's, no.
Why do you want to pay for the cut that I took him to?
I don't know. Because I feel like you did enough.
So?
No.
I'll do some more. Freddie, I was going to take him to lunch and go shopping, bro. You lucky he didn't have time and neither did I.
Is he the jerk, Freddie? Come on, admit it. DZ's the jerk.
Absolutely not the jerk. 100%.
Thank you, Frederick.
Listen, no. Would you consider him part of the family, right? He loves your kids.
Yes.
So, I mean, why not let him do stuff for your kids every once in a while?
Because
does it hurt, you know?
No, I let my sister do stuff, but every now and then I'll Venmo her, too. Come on.
Right, and what
I'm
does she
Venmoing
say?
Venmoing you. She says, yes, send it.
Oh, dang it. Fair enough. Okay,
see? Real siblings take money.
Yeah, you ain't gonna lie. I swear to
And Freddie knows what I'm talking about. See, if you were a real sibling, you would have taken it.
If my little sister sent me 20 randomly, I'd be like, all right, but I'm sure you owed it to me.
Oh,
I'm sure you owed it to me.
Oh, look at you changing sides. All Dang of a sudden, see?
Freddie, you supposed to, man, come on, bro. You supposed to come in strong with this. What happened?
Come on, Freddie. What you got?
Hey, I owe my sister a lot of money, too, but the point is.
He said, but aside from that.
Nobody asked about that, he said.
Look, now, look, he might be paying for other stuff now. Moving forward, he might pay for the cap and gown when they get, you know, when they graduate.
Aww.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. I'll be at the store looking at shoes randomly for myself, and if I see a size 16, you think I'm not thinking of Owen. Bro, yeah, you're going to randomly get a pair of 16 J's from me because I caught them for the low because nobody else wears a 16.
Then you're going to randomly get a cashier's check in the mail and like, where did this come from?
Boy, now it's find the cashier's check inside Kiss FM Studios. Good luck. Right,
Freddie, thanks for nothing. Have a good day.
You too.
My dog, appreciate you, man.
Rico in Kenosha said, Allie, don't block your blessings. The blessing was that he already came and got Hudson when I was busy and drove him all over town to get this cut for me.
What makes you feel like jerky in this scenario? Because obviously, we joking, we ribbing, but it's like, is it because I drove him all the way home when you had, is it because you had a busy schedule and you feel like, oh, I'm the one that should have been grabbing my baby? Man,
I feel guilty always if anyone's taking my kid all over town, especially when you have two children of your own and a wife who's waiting for you to come home. Then I feel even worse.
That's a you problem because my wife was at home cooling with the boys.
Fine. You know what? Fine then. Aaron says fine. Unbelievable. All right. Steve in Twin Lakes texted in and said, Allie, just pay for my cut then. No thanks, Steve.
What's up? Right, Allie, you want to pay for somebody's cut? You pay for my next haircut.
Forget
How about
it.
That?
Pull up Danielle and Butler. Forget all you guys, man.
Oh, now it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea. Hey, girl.
Hello, good morning.
What up, fam?
So
talk
is Deezy the jerk for not letting me pay for Hudson's haircut?
No, he's not the jerk.
Right, let her know.
Bye, Danielle.
Let her know.
Get off the line.
One up him. No,
turn her up.
One up him and,
oh, wait, what?
And go get the babies and take the babies to the zoo.
Okay, all right.
And then you're even.
Danielle.
You know what?
What are you doing?
What are the kids doing today?
Nothing.
I'm doing a great idea because that also gives Aaron a break.
Yeah.
And then Deezy's got the boys, the older boys. Allie's got the younger boys. Go to Milwaukee Zoo.
Oh, my gosh.
It's expensive.
We're going to have the time of our lives. Are
Danielle,
you kidding me?
You're the jerk. What are you doing, bro? What are you doing?
Gonna spend
I'm
so much money.
Around, DZ, and I'm on your side because you're not the jerk.
I mean, whatever, Danielle. Bye. We're gonna spend. So, I'm gonna
appreciate
spend so
you,
much
fam.
Money.
Much love, G.
So much on your kids.
Love you guys.
Bye.
In
love
fact,
you,
I hope
G.
you are ready for the Amazon packages that are coming today for your kids.
You need to chill because Danielle really did hold behind. Go, yeah, but what you can do is to get back, basically, just you know, take
so,
the boys, kidnap
you know
them.
Forget Oscar and Win Lake. He texted and said Allie's a jerk for taking this long to get him to a good barber.
Somebody with some logic finally coming through in the clutch. Thank you. Sank checks in the mail. Thank you.
Somebody said, girl, wouldn't you do the same thing for his kids? Yeah, and I'd be fighting him if he tried to pay me, but that's not the point.
See, the thing is, my kid's haircut's going to be paid for ahead of time. You,
well,
see, you, got the you don't even know how to contact Mondo without me.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Lance and Economwalk kind of asked me out. Maybe he'll have my back.
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe I'm trying to fix it now with the third caller. Hi, Lance.
What up, Lance?
What's up, Allie DZ?
Don't let her butter you up, dog.
Lance?
Don't let her butter you
Lance?
Up. Don't let her butter you up like a buttermilk biscuit. Don't let her do it. Don't let her do it.
Listen, we talk it like she ain't gonna pick on my sour Skittles now.
Hey,
what?
Chill out. Oh, my God. All
okay,
right.
Jerk or not the jerk, Lance?
DZ is not the jerk.
My boy.
Yes, he is.
But
okay, go ahead.
Who drank Allie's GD apple juice?
Now he's making Eve barbershop references.
If you feel that bad about him paying for your son's haircut, go buy his next pair of Air Jordans.
How about that? I'll let you buy my next pair of shoes.
How much was the cut?
No, I still got to have my. You can still pay for our date we had going on yet.
Ooh, Lance, ooh. You know what? Forget it. You're not agreeing with me. I'm not going on a date with you. Goodbye,
you lost,
Lance.
You lost
listen,
her, Lance.
Hey, I tell
Bye.
You what, you will agree with my sugar accent, right?
Agree with what?
Your southern accent,
my
right?
My southern accent.
I love that, Lance. You
my
know that.
Southern, hey, you can't take the southern gentleman out of the southern.
That's
guy,
true.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the only one jerking today is you, Lance. Goodbye.
Much love, Lance. Peace. You got him.
I'm so
you
annoyed.
You got him.
Thank you. Everybody texting in, don't take the joy out of DZ's day. So, and somebody said, I don't know what's going on. DZ took Hudson to get a haircut at the barber. Hudson's been dying to go to a barber.
His first barber experience with my barber, Mondo.
And he loved it. And he had the time of his life, and then DZ would not let me pay for the cut. So now I'm mad.
Why would I ever in the world let you pay for an experience that I shared with my nephew?
Because it's my child.
Okay, so?
Let me pay for both of you guys.
He
then,
was my kid in that moment.
Fine. You know what?
I was solely responsible for him. You couldn't have gotten to us if you tried. You didn't know where we were.
Mark my word. In 1 year, we're going to be back in this spot where DZ goes, is Allie the jerk because she hasn't paid me for one cut in 52 weeks?
You know what? You ain't wrong. Because next year I will say,
saying.
All right, but it was $40. All right,
okay, but
that
really, forget you. For real, though, thank you for taking Hudson.
You know it's love, and you know, like, I ain't going to take no money for it regardless.
Seeing the joy in his face and, like, how much fun he had and how much he just was, like, happy and excited, like, thank you.
I was equally as happy and excited.
Really?
We talked music the whole time.
Oh, he told me.
He tried to commandeer my radio, and I had to smack his hand. I was like, uh-uh, not in this car.
He tries to take my radio, and I'm like, absolutely. Uh-uh. You're never going to. He goes, can I play my music in the car? No.
He tried to skip my track, too. I was like, oh, no,
he
boy.
Did not.
I was like, boy, don't get put in that car seat. Don't get put in that car seat in the back.
Hudson is the jerk. You know what?
It's forward facing. I can strap you in.
He would never fit. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'll figure it out.
Well, thanks for taking him to get his haircut.
Love, fam. For real. I'll do it again. And we do got a standing appointment.
He needs
in
standing.
2 weeks.
He needs them because his hair grows so quick.
Well, we're going to get him back in the chair in a week and a half. How about that?
Okay, good. I appreciate you for that.
Let's get it.
Two things need to happen right now.
What?
One, we have to give away tickets to see Wiz Khalifa at the rave. But two, right after that, you guys.
What's the word?
We have an update on DZ's MRI.
I mean,
you were gone on Friday because you had to go get an MRI on your knee. This has been a big, big scenario on the show because you're a hot mess, your knee.
We just keep blindsiding DZ today,
I'm just
I see.
Saying.
Well, at least we got Wiz tickets in between.
414-533-1037. You want to see Wiz Khalifa when he comes to the rave on May 24th?
Yes.
Caller 30, you're going. Good luck. I said, what city in? She said, Milwa Shorehood. Shorewood?
No, it's Shorehood. You said it right the first time.
I didn't mean to say Shorehood.
Milwa Shorehood.
She's actually in Milwaukee. Jana's on the phone. Good morning, Jana.
Hello.
Good morning, buenos dias.
All I said was, what city in? And that was how she answered. Milwa Shorewood.
Milwa Shorewood. That's such a good name. Put that on the shirt, girl. She ain't got it already.
She's in Shorewood, though. Jana, what are you doing Shorehood? This morning? What's up?
I am driving home from my mom's from Easter.
Oh.
Oh, morning drive.
Yeah, I have a dog and a cat in the car, and I have to work in 1 hour.
Oh, okay.
So you're busy.
She didn't spend the night at a spouse's, you know, whose house. She spent the night with her mom.
Mom and daughter time.
Easter.
Aww.
Well, good news, Jana. You're caller 30. You're going to see Wiz Khalifa.
Yay!
He's going to be at the rave on May 24th. And did you see what I brought into the studio, DZ?
What'd you bring? I low-key saw that when I was here over the weekend.
I stole them off the walls.
I almost took one home.
We have all these autographed. We have all these autographed Wiz Khalifa posters from when he's played the rave for us, and I put them in the studio.
One was from the Christmas Bash 2014, right?
Yeah.
So it's cool. Yep. He sold out the rave a few times.
Four to be exact, at least from that one. Well, Jana, somebody's going to be in touch. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.
G, the rave is arguably my first and, like, deepest love as far as concert venues
really?
In Milwaukee.
You worked there.
I worked there. Not only did I work there, but before I even worked there, that was my first concert experience in the city of Milwaukee.
Really?
When we moved up here, because we came down from Sheboygan.
Oh, and you went going to Lakeland.
Head PE concert. It was my first mosh pit. I had a broken hand. I knocked somebody out.
No
it's a
way.
Story for another time. I swear.
How old were you?
It was freshman year of college. I was 19, maybe.
Nice.
18, turning 19.
I met somebody the other day who just said they had gone to the rave for the first time, and I went, excuse me?
Bruh.
And she was like, yeah, I went for a country show, and I was like, you had never been to the rave? And she's like, no. It was her first time, so I was like, hey.
We keep finding out. People don't be doing stuff around the city that they know and love like that.
And they were doing tours. I don't know if they're still doing tours because of all the haunted stuff. There's a pool in the rave. I mean,
I did the tours for a little bit, too.
You did?
I was still
you
working there. I was still working there at that time, nice. Leading the tours. I could show you where the bowling alley is. I could get you to the pool. I might still remember the code to the back. You don't even know, man. Come on, I love the rave.
That's amazing. Yeah, the rave is cool. You can see all the people that signed the wall
in the pool to get the Mac signature. Yep.
So nice. All right. Well, tomorrow another chance to win tickets to see Wiz Khalifa at the rave. Coming up next, we're going to get a big update on DZ's health issue.
Do we got to?
Yes. Why you were gone on Friday? I need details. I need to know what happened. I need to know if there's a surgery. I need to know what we're doing.
Oh, would you look at the time? I got to answer this phone call.
Everything next. How many wieners do you think the Brewers just dropped off for us?
Hey, yo. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Was that too much?
Buenos dias.
You don't like hot dogs?
Wepa.
Oh, my bad.
Wiener conversations.
You don't like hot dogs?
You don't
like wieners?
I'm not a glizzy guy. I'll be real. I'm not.
Well, that makes one of us. I love hot dogs.
You're a glizzy girl. I respect it.
The Brewers just dropped off. How many are in here?
That's a whole pack.
15 hot dogs for us, DZ. 15 Brewers stadium hot dogs?
Oh, they're stadium dogs? Okay. Oh, hold on.
Come on.
I mean, that changes things.
Well, the Brewers are starting this thing called the Hot Dog Club where you can be part of their hot dog club and you get a free hot dog at every game.
I am a little hungry. That is cool, though. So that's new this year.
And you get to be a part of the hot dog club, which I'm sorry. I should be the founding member of the hot dog club for multiple reasons.
That's your hat. No question.
Brewers, call me.
Brewers, you know where we are.
Thanks for dropping off the wieners.
We love you.
Go Brewers.
Wepa.
Join the hot dog club. Okay, for real though, I want to talk about your MRI on Friday.
All right.
Friday, my kids my kids were off school, so they came in and they were on the show, which is always funny because they're characters.
They held it down, so I paid them by getting Hudson's haircut.
Here we go again with the Am I the Jerk haircut. You're the jerk, but
if you
okay.
missed it, listen back on the Odyssey.
Listen
app.
Back anytime. And you went to get an MRI, which you took the first available, which was at 7 a.m. on Friday.
On Friday.
So I was like, dude, go get it. Because have we talked at all about your knee on the air?
Not, we've talked about it a little bit. I've been like, oh, my knee hurts today, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I knee troubles, this, that, and the third. But I'm not really... To be real, I'm not comfortable talking about it because it is that painful. It's so real. It's so prevalent. It's affecting my day-to-day so much that I feel like if I talk about it, I'm drawing attention to it and it makes it worse. So I'm going to just not talk about it and hope it gets better.
That doesn't work.
Except for that's not happening.
You can't ignore a health problem and just be like, well, I guess hopefully it'll get better in time.
So I was at work. I was at a game, actually, at Fiserv Forum for the Bucks right before it was the last regular season game. So it was fan appreciation. No, it was the game.
It was Sunday. It was the game I was at, no?
Oh, no, it was the game you were at.
It was the last regular season game. A week ago Sunday.
Because when I saw you after the game, I was like, dude, my knee buckled on me twice today. It was fan appreciation game,
and
yeah.
And you would not go get this damn knee checked out, no matter what happened. You just kept it.
I kept going.
Remember the day that your knee snapped in the studio, and
right
you were
here.
In so much pain, and I'm holding...
Profusely sweating.
I'm holding DZ up with a chair, and I'm like, dude, and the music's playing, and DZ's sweating.
Yep.
He's in so much pain. He's sweating,
you guys.
It was
the pain sweat. I had to meet sweats.
His knee was popped out, and I'm looking at him going, DZ, you gotta go get this checked out. And he's like, I don't have time.
I can't.
You're doing that guy thing where you won't go to the doctor because you don't want to hear it.
I am, yeah.
So you just continued to be in pain, and now I'm so proud of you for going. I'm so proud of you. So what happened? So I've never had an MRI. How long did it take? What happened? And what'd they say?
Well, when the knee buckles at a game, and you're at rehearsal, and then in the middle of doing something with fans, and you're like,
pushing through the pain.
And I can't fall and sweat profusely, and I gotta keep going. That goes in my body. All right, time to go get checked. So I went, saw, first the primary, then they sent me to the specialist to go get an MRI, right? They were like, quick, let's get this done ASAP. I was able to get in that
day. DZ, you said something to me that stuck with me, which is I'd rather cut my leg off at times. Like, that's a lot of pain you're in.
Yeah.
To be in that much pain is not okay. And the fact that you're just walking around dealing with it, like, you don't have to live like that.
You
have health insurance.
True.
I understand why you're worried about doctors because being an immigrant and everything you've gone through in this country.
You're a man of color, all that.
He's being told not to, say anything. Having bad experiences with doctors,
being
a black man, we know from research,
you don't
get the care.
Yes, so to everything you just said.
I understand why you have a fear of the medical world, but you need to get some, you can't live like this.
Well, and part
you
of,
have to go.
Part of it is myself too, because I can't blame, race, ethnicity, or any of the other on just me not feeling comfortable going to a doctor. Dudes go to the doctors all the time. I'm not one of them, right? I've always been a deal with it kind of cat. That's how I was raised.
Well, now that you want to chop your leg off,
now I gotta go get checked.
It's time to go, okay?
When I want to chop an extremity off, yes. When I got fiend thoughts and going, I want to gnaw my knee off. Nah, bro, let's go get looked at.
What did the MRI say? Do you have to have surgery? Like, is this an old football injury? What is this?
We don't know anything yet. So the MRI, get this, bro.
What?
So I got the MRI done on Friday. Mind you, it was Good Friday. Yep, you know where I'm going with this.
Okay, wait a second.
So
oh my God, there was nobody around because of Easter weekend.
I don't know if the tech even touched it.
They probably didn't even...
So when I left Friday morning, I called immediately.
Yeah.
Left a message for the doctor. Then I called later on in the day in the afternoon, recalled, and the person who took my call basically laughed at me and was like, so you got this done this morning.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, but they said they were going to rush it, so I'm just trying
to
make sure.
How long do MRI results take to get back?
Like 4 days.
Oh, God. Well, we're at four. Does the weekend count?
No, the weekend doesn't count. So we're at day one, technically, because Friday didn't count.
Never mind, then.
Saturday didn't count. Sunday didn't count. Monday, good morning, is day one.
Do you think they're going to tell... Why are you assuming they're going to go straight to surgery? That's what you kind of feel like.
Because that's what Aaron's got in my spirit now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's convinced. She's convinced.
They would send you to PT before they would send you to surgery. You know that, right?
She sees me 24-7.
So she knows how much pain you're in.
I can't hide my pain when I'm trying to go to sleep. she hears me and is going, oh, yeah, you're going to need surgery, my boy. Mm-hmm. I hope she's wrong. At this rate, I don't know. And now I'm dwelling because the MRI made me uncomfortable.
Last year was my surgery year. This year might be yours.
Oh, chill out.
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
If it made you feel better, though, this is the thing about healthcare. As annoying as it is, imagine to be on the other side and be in no pain, be pain-free, and be like, oh, I could have been the whole season pain-free. I just had to get this taken care of.
Well, and speaking of season, I'm really hoping that I could play flag still. I enjoy playing football.
Okay,
I'm
rolling
trying
my
to
eyes.
Do all of
You're
these things still.
You're not playing flag football when you want to chop your leg off. Like, that's the dumbest thing you could possibly do.
What, I can't go to practice and go 50%?
No.
Why not?
No.
I'm fine.
You tell us what happens when the doctor calls. You got me?
Nope.
I need an update. Whatever.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So I said I would tell you what's coming to the city, and it's time to talk about it because we have never had a place where you can do slingshots at a bar. A slingshot bar?
A what?
This is coming from all the idea from Bars and Recreation, which also started all the ideas of the axe throwing and street curling and all these things that brought them to the Milwaukee area.
I love axe throwing.
They're saying Bars and Recreation is to thank for these ideas, because now at 63rd and National, a slingshot bar is going to open in the fall.
Ooh.
Features a slingshot shooting range with targets. It will provide necessary equipment and safety training from range marshals.
Oh, they got this is a range.
Come on. A slingshot, I guess, because think about it. You'd probably get sued if you didn't have it directed. It's like axe throwing.
It's a projectile. We could call it what it is.
If you don't put it in a little place where they have to only
in a
throw,
lane,
you're going to have hurt people and you're going to get sued. So
think about it. There's going to have to be, obviously, eye protection. I'm assuming you got to have closed-toed shoes or something. Like,
probably.
There might be safety jackets involved. Who knows?
Somebody's going to get hurt and this is going to be a disaster. Do you not feel me on this?
Me. Hi. I want to go and get hurt.
Although, we've had axe throwing this long and nobody has hurt anybody yet.
Yeah, but you can't wear open-toe shoes and people get turned away at the door all the time because they'd be making goofy mistakes like that. I'm curious. What's the projectile going to be? Is it marbles? Like, right?
That's a good question.
Am I just shooting metal BBs at something? I shooting at?
Now this is a great question. Now I have more questions.
Glass bottles, right? Because I'm thinking in the era of technology that we're in, it could be 100% virtual, because what Dave & Buster's does is they got a virtual board, right? With all the different games. You can play darts, all this different stuff, where you still throw a board or you still throw a dart, but it's like a technologically advanced board where you're no longer, you know, the old mom and pop board that you see at the dive bar.
Right.
What's it going to be like?
Well, they said it's owned by the people that own the New Fashioned right in the Deer District, right? The New Fashioned is one of the places in the Deer District where you can play all kinds of games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same owners. They're just going to open it, you know, in West Dallas, 63rd and National.
Do you know the name? Or is it just
of the
called?
Bar? Yeah. No, I do not. I do not know. It just says Slingshot Bar opening at 63rd and National. Is there any other type of bar we need? Like, what else do we need?
Well, because
we've got axe throwing.
The rage rooms are all the rage. No pun intended.
For real.
Right?
You've got, I mean, I don't.
Go-karting.
A slingshot bar, here's the thing. It's like I'm going to do it once and move on. Kind of like axe throwing. I've done it twice maybe in 5 years, and it's a special activity. I would never do it regularly.
But it's a fun event to do with, like,
once in a
friends
while.
That are in town, or what do we want to do as a group? Like, we haven't been axe throwing in a while. Like, it's going to be one of them things where, like, every couple months, let's go slingshotting.
We can't even go to dinner every couple months. Are you kidding me?
Dude, I was trying to be ambitious.
Carl,
bro,
from,
like,
Indy, Texas.
Maybe once a year.
He said, I'm a pro with slingshots. Hell yeah. I don't think I ever have used a slingshot, not even as a kid.
I'm kind of clutch with the, I ain't going to lie. I'm nice with the slingshots. Nice with the slingshots.
So you're into this.
I'm into this. I just want to know what I'm doing, because I'm trying to set my reservations. What kind of slings are we shotting?
Well, that's a great question. What are you shooting out? It's got to be something. I don't know. I don't know the answer. We're going to find out in the fall when it opens.
Does this inspire you to, like,
want to open a new bar?
Because it inspires me to think of a business, right?
Yes and no. Because, yes, I want to think of the next genius idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think, well, if it's too niche or novelty, it's not going to last, in my opinion.
This is true.
But axe throwing is still around, so I could be wrong. But you know what? I'll tell you this. The axe throwing bars have to do other stuff as well. They have to make money off the booze, and their axe throwing is not filled up every time I've been there.
And it's not only, like, imagine, like, it's a bowling
alley. Cheap.
But it's like a bowling alley concept. The bowling alley isn't staying open off of the bowling alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the food, it's the drink, it's the things involved, it's the environment, it's the leagues that get started.
So what are you going to start then, if you're going to start one?
Gee, straight up.
What kind of bar should we start?
I already got my idea, and what? I'm a little nervous to tell y'all, because I feel like y'all going to steal it.
I'm a little nervous. What?
All right, so Broken Bat Brewing.
Yeah.
We've been there. We played wiffle ball.
It's a great, they have a whole, like, mini baseball field you can play wiffle ball, and it's fun.
A lot of people don't know.
Inside, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. out, indecision, overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Downtown, it's a lot of fun.
A lot of people don't know this.
Really cool,
It's dope, and it's like anybody can go. You could rent it, you could do whatever, right?
Yep, it's neat.
So their guy, Tim, right, got to talking over at Hops for Hearts. Didn't realize Broken Bat was going to be, I mean, Broken Bat Brewing, duh, it's a beer tasting, it's Hops for Hearts.
Yeah.
Got to talking with him, and at one point we looked at each other and we're like, dude, you look familiar.
Yeah.
We had talked like a year, maybe 2 years ago, about how I thought it'd be a genius idea to start a basketball league. And I don't know if you know what basketball is. It's a movie from like the early 2000s where these guys started a game that mixed baseball and basketball, and they called it basketball.
And what did Tim say when you told him you wanted to start the league?
I've never seen a man's face light up so much.
He was into it?
He looked at me and went, oh my, yeah.
Well, when the Bucks season is over,
I'm starting.
What day are we doing the basketball league?
I mean, as soon as my man Tim hollers at me, because Broken Bat, they said it. He was like, dude, you're a genius. It's perfect. The inside is already set up as a basketball stadium. So it's like, you don't got to change anything. You just got to bring a hoop and basically start
That's
a league.
That's the thing. You don't, other than an axe and a piece of wood, what do you need to do some of these things? 414-533-1037. Yeah, and insurance. You could always text in any ideas you have, because we were just talking about how they're opening a slingshot bar in West Dallas, and it led to the ideas, and you're saying basketball.
I'm here for it. If you've never seen the movie, it's kind of an strange concept. It's a niche kind of cult following, but if you've seen it, you've seen it. And if you haven't, Allie, I own it. I'll let you borrow it.
Okay.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster!
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I know exactly what it is. I don't know if I've seen the whole movie, though.
Oh, okay, bet.
Honestly. All right, I see the phones are ringing. All right, what are your ideas? What should we open next? We'll talk to you next.